Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're doing most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. We have reached a point where if you show a trait that makes you related to one political party, then you are absolutely not qualified to be thought of as related to the other party. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, political polarization.
I was the editor of the journal Cognitive Science for 9 years. And one of the papers that we published that was co-authored by a colleague of mine named Evan Haidt, and the paper came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, looked at people's beliefs about members of different political parties in the United States. And what they found was, if you asked, for example, they would say, here are people. How representative do you think this particular individual is of a Democrat or of a Republican? And some of them were politicians where the answer's clear, but some of them were just sort of general people that we would be expected to know about, celebrities of various kinds. And what he found was that people's ratings of how representative a particular individual was of a Democrat and of a Republican were exact mirror opposites. The correlation between the ratings was near perfect. Correlations range from 1 to negative 1, where 1 means when one value goes up, the other one goes up by the same amount proportionally. And negative 1 means when one goes up, the other goes down exactly. And 0 in the middle means that there's no relationship at all. This correlation was negative because the more you're a Democrat, the less you're a Republican, negative 0.996. What it means is that we see Democrats and Republicans in the modern world as if they are exact opposites. There's no common ground whatsoever. To the extent you have values that mark you as related to one party, it disqualifies you from being part of the opposite party.
But I'm not clear what numbers people offered. So like
they were making a rating on a scale from 1 to 10. How, you know, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
How representative is she of what you think of as a Democrat? How representative is she of what you think of as a Republican?
And so they rated each person on both of those
on
scales.
On both of those
scales.
Okay,
I got it.
The ratings are exact mirror images. Now, you might think, well, that would be true for anything. But actually, they picked lots of other things that were opposites. So, for example, how representative are these people of tall people versus short people? Right?
Interesting. Yeah.
And the correlations aren't as high for that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because for many other categories that we have that we think of as opposites, there's still some degree of ambiguity or common ground. Whereas with Democrat, Republican, it is just exact polar opposites. And that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Well, I think one of the things that has been sort of exploited as a political tactic is to portray people who disagree with you on some issue as being unlike you in a fundamental way, right? I mean, it's hard to imagine that people who have a different opinion than you have about healthcare or climate change or whatever controversial issue is on the table at the moment, how can people on both sides of that issue possibly love America the same? Because now the people who hold a different view have been characterized as having a totally different view of the country and what they want for the country, right? I mean, there is a common perception, I think, that when people want to get you to not like another person's position, well, one thing you could do, which takes a long time, by the way, is to explain their position and show the flaws in their position. Another one is to demonize that person as a person, right? And now you don't have to explain the position. It's that person's position, and we know who they are, and now you're done, right?
Right. So it's a, because if you were to accept their position, what does that make you?
Exactly.
One of them.
Exactly. And it's a very effective strategy. Now, the question you have to ask is, can you actually build a healthy society if that's the basis for political discourse? And I think the answer is clearly no.
and a big reason for that is because it leaves you no opportunity to change your mind. If you've already decided someone who believes the other thing is horrible, then you yourself, because you're not horrible, would never believe that. Never.
And what it also says is that now people who are your fellow citizens, there's something wrong with them. I think the thing that's challenging about this is once you get to that place where now, as Art's saying, you see people as the other, not just someone who has a different point of view, but someone who is fundamentally different from you in terms of their values, in terms of their loyalties, in terms of all of that. How do you begin to bridge what seems like an unbridgeable chasm? Because that person is now just distant from you, not only in terms of what they think about this particular issue, but in all ways that matter to you.
And why would you want to hang out with them?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, right. So part of the issue is, right, we know that one of the best moderating influences on people's beliefs is engaging with them,
yep,
having conversation, discussing things, hanging out with them, where you come to recognize that there might be merit in their beliefs, even if you disagree with them. The thing is, if you demonize the other side, then you don't even, why would you ever even want to spend time with them? But that becomes self-reinforcing, because if you then never spend time with them, you have no opportunity to recognize that actually there is some degree of overlap in the way that you think about things. And so what this means is, if we're going to pull ourselves back from the brink, we have to begin to seek common ground with people we disagree with, which means pulling back from this idea that anyone who is a member of one political party is diametrically opposed on all dimensions from people who are members of other parties, and instead really seek to recognize that hidden within the differences that people have in their opinions are commonalities that can be built on to create some new way to categorize ourselves together.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of reading versus listening with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.